I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner with some research tips. See if this sounds familiar to you. I started this way, and I'll bet you did too. The typical newbie treasure hunter somehow gets the bug to buy a metal detector. Maybe he has a friend who detects. Maybe he picks up a treasure magazine, maybe he sees a TV show, or maybe he reads an article about treasure hunting. Whatever the reason, he buys his first detector. It may be a Walmart cheapie, or it may be a more expensive model. I started with a $30 toy called a Jetco Mustang. Now, I was lucky. I found a gold ring in my first 10 minutes of detecting, right by my own back door. I was living in military housing, I was in the Air Force, and probably 20 families had lived in that house over the years, so there was no way to know who the ring belonged to. And now, 38 years later, I still have it. In fact, there's a photo of it in my book. Anyway, the newbie generally finds a lot of junk and a few coins the first few times out. Maybe some good older coins if he lives in an older house and hunts his own yard. But he's more likely to be hitting tot lots and parks and finding mostly newer coins. This is great for a while, but then he starts yearning for older, more valuable coins, and he realizes that to find them, he's going to have to do some research. Research. Ugh. It's almost like being back in school again, having to go to the library and try to find information that will lead you to old coins. Yeah, research can be a real bear. To do it right takes more time than most people can imagine. You can spend hundreds of hours painstakingly reading information at your local library and in other libraries within 25 or 50 miles of your town. But what about those times when you're suddenly going to try a new area and you don't have time to hit the libraries and do a thorough job of researching that area? Don't fret. I'm going to tell you how you can give yourself an excellent chance to find some good hunting spots without visiting a library or museum. The secret? Your computer. There's a town called Gifford, Illinois, about 25 miles from me that I visit about once a month because they have monthly flea markets there. It's a fairly small community with a population of just 850. In preparing this podcast, I picked Gifford rather randomly as a treasure hunting target. I fired up my computer, went to Google, and typed in History, Gifford, Illinois. Lo and behold, right there on the first Google page is a link entitled Full Text of the Centennial Book, Gifford, Illinois, 1875 to 1975. I clicked the link and found myself looking at a 132-page history book about Gifford. The entire text of the book is right there on my computer screen. Unfortunately, the photographs are missing. I'm getting text only, but it still makes for a pretty good read. The book covers old Gifford families and businesses and is chock full of information that might well be put to good use by a treasure hunter. If you don't get any Google results about the history of your town, replace your town name in the search box with the name of your county or the names of other nearby towns. After you find something interesting with your Google search, your next step is to do a word search for some key words. I like to start by searching for the word fire. It's a sad fact of life that most small towns had several big fires over the years. In fact, when I searched for the word fire in the history of Gifford, I got 54 hits. Now granted, about half of them were about someone being fired or fire departments or the town getting a new fire truck, but the other half were about actual fires in the community. You may well learn that a store or a school or a church burned to the ground many decades ago and was either abandoned or rebuilt in a new location. Getting permission to search the old original location may pay off handsomely for you. Try searching for the word treasure. You may get lucky and find a treasure story about your community that you didn't know about. The word lost may turn up a story about lost valuables. Depending on where you live, searching school and church may find you some long-forgotten rural sites that are abandoned now but once held a school or a church. And if you're out west, try silver or gold for possible lost mine clues. Use your imagination and come up with other keywords that can help you zero in on information that might be of use to you as a treasure hunter. My point is that you don't have to set aside time to go to the library or the museum or the newspaper morgue or the other old school research locations. You can do research wherever you are, whenever you like, with nothing more than your computer, an internet connection, and an intelligent choice of key search words. For more articles on treasure hunting and metal detecting, check out my website, treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.